This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. Today is a rebroadcast, but don't worry, I'll be back live next week.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
I see skies.
Welcome
so blue
to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call. We do have a call on the line, so we're going to get right into it. Nathan, who's up next?
Daryl's in Pittsford, Vermont.
Daryl, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I'm going to disagree with you on a couple of things this morning.
Oh, perfect.
Because we're, you know, disagreeable up here in the Green Mountains.
Oh, yeah, it's
coffee grounds.
Yeah.
Dry your coffee grounds right out, bone dry. Because you can spread them a lot easier. Otherwise, they look like you stuck your hand in a honey jar and they just clings to you and you can't whip them where you want them. So if you dry them out, you can sprinkle them. You want to have them looking sort of like you were a fan of pepper spreading it on your mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little bit here, a little bit there. And the reason I spread them is not so much for the plants, but for the night crawlers. Because they like to come up and select a couple of little grains and take them back down. And every time they do that, they're sort of rototilling the soil from down below. And it's one of their favorite treats. And who am I to deny a nightcrawler a couple of, you know, coffee grounds? We also mix a little corn in there. And the time of the year, you get some oak leaves falling. They like to run the lawnmower over the oak leaves and turn them into little bits. And they use that around some of the plants that like acid, because they are acid and they'll stay acid. And the blueberries seem to like it. We tend to prune our blueberries right down to the ground on whichever cane is looking a little on the dry side, because they'll only go a couple, 3 years, and then they give up the ghost and we'll cut them down and get them out of there. But other than that, you know, it's not too much effort. Just can get it early enough to eat the blueberries on your cereal in the morning. Then I'm wondering now whether I should, if I'm going to go to California, if I should like shave or something my entire body, because I'd be arrested for a fur burry. And, you know, it's crazy people out there. Man.
Jeez.
You hear it all, I guess. But.
Yeah, well, it is what it is, but everybody's got their thoughts. So, now, Daryl, what do you think about using the coffee grounds in the liquid form by mixing it with water? Would you or would you rather keep it in its regular state?
I like it dry, but it's not going to hurt it to use it as a wet mulch if you want, or just as a to send it out there with almost like a sprayer. But the dry method is just you get them and you put them in a jar and you just dump them around, and toss them a couple of times. They'll dry out pretty fast. But as soon as you lay them out, first time it rains, they're going to get wet enough to sort of reactivate, if you want to use that word. And but they can be somewhat tenacious when you're trying to move them around, because they are small and they do like to cling together, and you don't want to have like a lump of them here and a lump of them there and a lump over there, because it doesn't work as well. When you spread them out real thin, and that's why I'm doing those for the night crawlers to come up and take them down. It just makes it easier.
Yeah, it's definitely, I mean, it is one of the points that I didn't add to using the coffee grounds, but I do know that, you know, putting any of the compost in there or anything like that, organic type matter, is going to help with your worms, your night crawlers, to help create a nicer soil. They always say if you're seeing worms in your soil, you have a good soil. Now, if you can actually see some of the earthworm castings, that type of thing mixed in there, then you have really great soil.
Right.
But that's something you definitely want to bring in the area, because they're doing nothing but good. The worms are going to come up to the top, obviously, and bring it down. But while they're doing that, they're moving the soil around, making it not as heavy, etc. So it's definitely an added benefit as well.
Of course, if you've got absolutely nothing better to do with your time, you can block off an area and try to count the night crawlers in there. And it's hard to believe just how many worms are in a cubic foot of soil.
Yeah, it can get pretty high depending upon, you know, the organic matter that's in there and everything that you're doing.
What's he doing now? Oh, he's out in the garden counting worms. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
You just have to do it. Well, I think that's enough trouble for today, and I'll wish you a good day for the rest of it.
You too as well, Daryl. And
okay.
We'll definitely talk soon. Thank you. Have a great one.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All righty. That's our friend Daryl up in Vermont. Definitely has some great tips to add to what we discuss. And I haven't discussed any of the soil that's in the ground or the loam or loam at this point, so I didn't get those comments in just early enough today. Anyways, he did have some great points about the worms adding to the soil. It's nothing but beneficial, so something to be thinking about. We do have another call on the line, so we'll get right back to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Sunites in Tennessee.
Sunite, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, why are you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing very well, man. I know you've been having a whole lot of fun behind my back, you know. Why you do me like that, man?
Yeah, you know, got to have fun every day, right?
Yeah, just running in the ground, the cold, cold ground.
Yeah.
Yo, hey, I finally came up with a Christmas song, and I will say this up front. You know how a pathological liar is? They just lie and just keep lying and telling it different and different. That's why I put your hands behind your back. You ain't going to tell it right. Let's go. But anyway, my songs, I'm sort of like a pathological songwriter or entertainer or something, because you ain't going to know me saying. You ain't going to put no handcuffs on me.
No.
Let's see what it sounds like. Patty. Every time I do the motivated, I go on out, I let the sun hit my faces, I get my whole I don't out in the dark, and damn it,
that sounds great tonight. Well, we thank tonight. I thank you for calling this. Appreciate it this morning. All right, tonight. Thank you so much. Thank you for calling tonight. I appreciate it. All right, that's our friend Sue Knight out of Tennessee. He loves using certain fish, the goat guts, to be doing. He's got some good songs, so thank you for that. Tonight, we definitely appreciate it. A little southern flair right there for us. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, does your garden have planting insurance? It can now with Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma. It's the ultimate starter plant food originally designed for professionals. Use it for everything you plant to guarantee success, even in poor soils. The secret is a special blend of natural organic plant food, beneficial microbes, and mycorrhizae fungi. The results? Plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, flowers and vegetables flourish. Once your plants are off to a great start, keep them nourished with our tones. A full line of organic plant foods including holly tone, plant tone, and rose tone. Espoma has just the right tone for your trees, shrubs, flowers, and vegetables. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. You can find Biotone Starter Plus at fine garden centers and hardware stores. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Now we're going to go to a break, so you can give us a call, get on the line with us, 855-660-4261. We do have some open lines, so give us a call and we'll do everything we can to help you out. And we're going to be right back. Thank you.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that. With soil moist granules, just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Good morning, gardeners. Today is a rebroadcast, but don't worry, I'll be back live next week. And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to go right back into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Bob is in South Portland, Maine.
Good morning, Bob. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. Hooray for rain.
Exactly.
Couple of quick questions here.
Sure.
I would like to try to winter over a strawberry plant that's in a pot, if
okay.
That's possible. The other thing is, your previous caller, you were talking about love your soil and something else to mix together into your soil for your grass.
Yep. I mean,
what is that, and why does that? And I guess the other question is, can I use a mixture of pine needles, grass, and leaves as a mulch around my fruit plants that are in whiskey barrels?
Okay. So let's start with the first one with the strawberry plant. Now, my follow up question for you is: are you looking to overwinter it outside in the pot,
No.
Okay.
Because I know if it gets wet and it's in a plastic pot, it's going to expand, so
exactly.
I'm probably going to just put it in the garage.
Okay, and that's perfect. That would be fine to do. Without a problem, I think it should be fine. You know, just keep it in an area. Just check on it here and there. You know, don't bring it in too early. We did get a frost last night. But if it's still warm out and still growing, you want it to stay outside to get the, you know, the sun and everything to continue, right? We don't want to take everything away from it right away.
Sure.
So once the ground kind of gets to that freeze expectation or close to it, because we don't want the ground to completely freeze, because that means the pot, which is above the ground, has already frozen and maybe could have done damage. We're looking to bring it into a garage where it stays above that freezing,
yep.
You know, in the 40s. So
yep.
I think you know what to do with it, but it can stay out a little bit longer. Now, as far as those products that I was talking about, so there's two products from Jonathan Green. One is called Love Your Soil, and yep. One is called Magic Cal. Jonathan
Magic.
Green came up Magic Cal.
Magic Cal, okay.
Yep. They came up with a product called Magic Cal Plus that is a combination of the two of them. I personally don't like using the MagiCal Plus. That, you know, they're not a sponsor of the show by any means. I do talk about them a lot because of those two products that they have that I do really like. The reason why I say using them separately is because when they combine them, you don't get enough of the love your soil aspect into that mixture as you need if you have a very compact soil. The Love Your Soil is there to, it's basically a fast-acting gypsum. And gypsum is meant to break up clay, break up compact soil. But just based on looking at the formulation, there's not enough of the sulfur that is in Love Your Soil to make it really work for you to break up the soil the way you're looking for. So if anybody is looking to break up compact soil, has very compact, using the individuals on their own is better. And if you need to bring your pH up, that's when you would use the MagiCal on its own. So that's kind of, you know, what I was, one of the things I was saying there.
Okay. All right. I got you.
And then your final question, what was it again for me? I'm sorry.
I have pine needles, grass clippings, yep, and leaves. Can I mulch them all together and put them
Is it already mixed together?
No. Lying on the grass because they're wet.
Yeah, if you could do the leaves and the pine needles, that would be fine. The grass clippings sometimes, if you're cutting up some of the, say there's weeds in the lawn, you're just moving them into the bed.
Okay.
So that would be my concern. If you have a perfect lawn and it's just, you know, bluegrass or rye fescues, then you can use those. It all kind of composts at the end anyways. But my concern is bringing in weed seeds when you've cut the lawn into the beds. Then you're going to start bringing those in there. But pine needles and leaves, definitely. You know, I did it a year ago where I pushed all of my my leaves and everything into one corner. I had a bunch of daylilies down there, covered it for the winter, came back, they were beautiful the next year, the soil actually improved. So I see no problem in it, Bob.
Okay, sounds good, Patrick. You take good care of yourself.
You too, Bob. Have a great one.
Bye-bye. You as well. Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to take a break here. When you get back, more of your questions, give us a call, 855-660-4261.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap Seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Democrats are plotting their next moves on a massive social spending package that advances much of President Biden's economic agenda, but they'll also have to resolve several internal battles that are starting to heat up. Congressional Democrats are refocusing their attention on the so-called human infrastructure proposal now that Senate passage of a short-term debt limit bill is in the rearview mirror. Democrats are clearly nervous that they could be made to face political consequences over critical race theory. One politician who is seeking to gaslight Americans into dismissing the poisoning of impressionable young minds is Virginia gubernatorial candidate Terry McAuliffe.
It is not taught here in Virginia.
How do you define it?
Doesn't matter. It's not taught here in Virginia, so I'm not going to spend my time.
Your thoughts on what it is.
I'm not even spending my time because the school board and everyone else has come out and said it's not taught. It's racist.
This is USA Radio News.
While Donald Trump has not announced if he's running in 2024 or not, C-SPAN labeled its coverage of Trump's rally Saturday as Campaign 2024, MSN reported. Jennifer Jacobs of Bloomberg News showed a large packed crowd in Iowa. Estimates were over 20,000 attending. Chris Gothner of KCCI referred to the crowd at the rally as packed. But then, Jen Psaki, White House press secretary, says Joe Biden is the most popular president in Virginia anyway.
Well, just if you look at facts and the polling, the president is the most popular figure in Virginia of anyone currently running for president or any former recent president. So I just note that in terms of the data. But I would say that the president's agenda is incredibly popular.
The director of the National Institutes of Health made a plea on Saturday to unvaccinated evangelical Christians to look at the evidence on COVID-19 vaccines and get the jab. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Good morning, gardeners. Today is a rebroadcast, but don't worry, I'll be back live next week. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We do have a call in line, so we're going to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Donna's in New York.
Donna, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, good morning, Patrick. I love how you've taken over for your dad. It's just as interesting, and your voice is just as soothing.
Thank you.
A quick question. It's getting cooler down here in Long Island, New York, and I have a rosemary plant. It's a hanging one because the way it was in the pot, it just allowed itself to hang. Mm-hmm. I put it in the house. Which window should I stick it in?
So you still want it to get a good amount of sun as it was before. Because you can still use it at this time, and that smell is going to be nice to have in the house as well.
Right.
But I'd go into a south window. The one thing that I'll remember now, I've read, my father had written an article, and I remember hearing about it from him, was in that window, make sure there's not street lights right outside the window, too. Because what'll happen is, during the winter, it slows down a little bit. It's not going to be as active. But the street light outside, if it's right near the window, it can actually act like the sun is all year. And so it will almost be producing like it's summer because the light will be longer during the day. But usually not the case. But a south window is going to be your best because you're going to want to get the most sun during the day. But it's just a thought, that street light sometimes can add to the effect of sunlight during the night.
You hit the nail, Patrick. I have a street light right outside the window. I just moved my Christmas cactuses out a month ago.
Yep.
That window. I guess maybe I better stick. It's an old house, so I have windows on every side. I guess I may stick it in the east window.
I'm just trying to think. So almost, you can actually rotate it during the winter if possible with the east and the west. To get some different times of the sun.
I know what you're saying. when I see the dust coming across the living room. I know when the sun's coming in.
Exactly, right? You want it to still have some sun, but like I said, that it's just an oddity that happens sometimes is the street light.
Right,
can just create full, it's like it's summer still.
Right.
So you want the plant to have a little bit of a dormancy period to allow it to rejuvenate for you for next year.
Okay. We're going to move it today when we get back home from church. Okay.
All right.
Perfect. Thank you, Patrick.
Thanks for the phone call, Donna. Have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, bringing in plants for the season, if you've brought them in from outdoors, a couple things to be thinking about. You know, it's supposed to be a little bit warmer this week during the day. So maybe it's for anything that you're worried about bringing any insects in, spraying it with a all-seasons oil or a neem oil, something along the lines, leaving it outside during the day, letting it dry, then bringing it in. You can also be thinking about using the systemic houseplant granules from Bonide, mixing that into the soil as you bring it in. If you're repotting, perfect time to do it. But if not, you can just scratch it into the pot itself. That helps control some of those fungus gnats. You don't usually see the fungus gnats when you're out with the houseplants outside, or you know, any like a rosemary or something like that. You're not seeing it because there's so many other insects that you're worrying about. But when it comes inside, that's when you start to see them. They look like little fruit flies. You might be thinking, all right, where did I leave this fruit? What happened here? You might even go out and get like a fruit fly trap. Like they have those little apples. They don't really look like apples, but they, you know, they're apples with a liquid that you put on the inside. It attracts the fruit flies and will kill them from there. Or even like some of the sticky tape that you hang. That's one of the things that people will be using for them. But that's not going to take care of them. They're fungus gnats, and the best one is the systemic houseplant control from Bonide. It's a great one. Mix it right into the soil. I was just talking about this at work the other day with what we call our barn manager. He's the manager of the fertilizers, that type of thing. And I was like, hey, we should really look at some of this, bringing some more of this in, because people are starting to bring their houseplants in, starting to get those things ready indoors. It just brought into more conversation, and I was thinking about it. And, you know, anytime we repot throughout the entire year a plant for a customer, that is mixed into the soil to actually help with those fungus gnats, to repel them. So then when they get home, it's not going to have that issue. So that's something to really be thinking about. Another thing, before the break, we had been talking about spraying the yard for ticks. And the other option to be using, and, you know, I talked about using 8, and Art from Bonide had, for years, any time that he and I would get on the radio together, he would talk about using 8 to kill the ticks at this time of year and in the spring. Well, he told me about a new product that came out this past year. It's a really good product, but you're looking at it and you're saying, you know, it's called Flea Beater Flea and Tick Control. But the first name, Flea Beater, I don't have fleas. I don't need to spray for that. Well, it's not just for fleas. It's for fleas and ticks. The control is actually a little bit stronger than 8. In a good way. It's more focused on the insects themselves, like the fleas and the ticks, versus a broad array, which is what 8 is. So we're focusing more on the fleas and ticks themselves. So this is a product you could be spraying into the woods, into the first couple feet close to the woods, and the lawn, to be getting rid of ticks for next year. They are still active. They're still starting to go dormant, starting to be in there. This is one of the worst times, actually, later in the season, is one of the worst times for ticks, because we start to forget about them a little bit. We forget about some of the repellents. We forget about, you know, spraying, because we've already sprayed earlier in the year, and it was a season-long killer, which, you know, most season-long killers are actually about 3 months. So this is a time to be doing that, to be spraying you know, it's something very important. We've talked, the news has talked a ton about triple E, those type of diseases that are affected from mosquitoes. Lyme disease has almost come on the back burner, even though it's still very important. You know, I've heard about it, but I'm not as much as I have in the past because of all the other things we've been thinking about. Lyme disease is something very, very... it's not good. It's not something that we want to be seeing, and you can be taking control of some of that right now with the flea and tick control from Bonide. Great product to be using. Art from Bonide, you know, I use his name a lot when we talk about any of their products because I've known him for so long, but he has use of all these products. His he has Lyme disease that touched his family. I believe his wife had it. And so he's always thought about it because he doesn't want his daughter to get it. So he always talks about getting these taken care of. And when, you know, it affects you a little bit more. So you look into what you're doing. You know, myself with two young kids, something like this, I want to spray everywhere because I don't want them to have anything like that. So just something to be thinking about doing at this time of year, thinking about for next year. It's not just about getting all your tools ready. It's not just about getting your, you know, mower put down for the winter. It's not just about clearing the garden. It's about what else you can do for next year. And a flea and tick control like this will help it. So, you know, just some thoughts to help you out for seasons to come. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all of your garden questions. So give us a call. We'll definitely help you out. Now, you may not know it, but most lawn fertilizers actually spread chemicals and pesticides across your entire lawn. Until now, it's been the history of lawn care products. It's also why Espoma has developed an affordable, all-natural lawn program that's safe for kids and pets. You already know Espoma has a name you can trust. They've been making organic plant foods like Holytone and Plantone for over 89 years. Imagine a great-looking lawn that you're not afraid to walk barefoot on. It's a whole new day in lawn care. Look for Espoma organic lawn food products wherever quality lawn and garden products are sold, and visit Espoma.com to learn more about organic lawn care. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Now, it's definitely still time to be putting that fall feed down. Still have a couple more weeks to be getting there, looking at possibly your almost a fifth step. Five steps are definitely more beneficial for the lawn, as the lawn root system is still growing during the winter. It's not something that just stops completely, but there are still some grasses and roots that are active. You know, you're not going to see them as green. The ground might be a little bit frozen, but getting that extra step in there, that fifth step, is definitely worthwhile. I know Natural Alternatives, one of our friends here in the Garden Club, recommends five steps, early spring, late spring, summer, fall, and then winter. I can't suggest it more because, you know, you can't just stop feeding. You know, if you were the last feed that you were to do, because usually when you start, the fourth step is about September 1st. Well, we're October 6th. The rest of the week is looking, you know, 60s. They're still growing degrees. Usually it's every 6 weeks for your fertilization. Well, we're coming up on 6 weeks. Now, if this temperature is and these growing days are still continuing, you want that lawn to be able to have some nutrients. So that's why the five steps are so important, putting it down to extend the life of the soil and the lawn. You know, it's one of those things, if you just do step one and two, every year you're going to have to continuously do one and two more and more because the lawn just doesn't stop feeding. You want to continue to feed the lawn multiple times during the season, and five steps are the way to go. I used to think that it was just a sales tool for, you know, companies, oh, you need to do a fifth one, you know, get a little bit extra, another bag sold. But then when you start looking at everything that it does and how long the soil is active and how feeding the soil is more important than actually feeding the lawn sometimes, it made me really think about it. And it said, you know what? They're onto something. It's not a retail tool to sell more. It's actually a tool to help you have a better lawn long term. In the long term, you're not going to need it as much. You're not going to need as many steps. So something to be thinking about, because the lawns do grow partially during the winter. You're not seeing it, but their root systems are still developing. So something to think about when it comes time to be putting everything to bed. One last fertilization for the lawn can be putting down now. A winterizer will definitely help. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. When we get back, more gardening tips for you guys. We'll do everything we can to help you out. We'll be right back.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Bay Advance is a company that rocks you tree and shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction, and soon die.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Good morning, gardeners. Today is a rebroadcast, but don't worry, I'll be back live next week.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
We have a couple calls on the line, so I want to try to get to them before we go into the next break. So, Nathan, who's up first?
Mary's in Pennsylvania.
Mary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yeah, I've got some iris I've got to plant. I just bought them this year. And I'd like to know how about going about planting them.
So did you get iris bulbs or the plants themselves?
They're the bulbs.
Okay. Yep. I mean, you still have plenty of time to be planting them at this point. We're looking to, get them. I believe we're looking at least 6 inches into the ground. Mm-hmm. Maybe a little bit more, so that we can get them, to get below that freeze. Into that soil. What I would be looking at doing. And so with the bulb, did it come with any leaves on the top of it?
No, they're all just dried.
Okay.
Dried.
We're looking at 4 to 6 inches deep on it. It doesn't have to be too deep. The more I think about it, because a lot of times they'll have leaves on them in the spring is what I'm really thinking of. They'll have like a few leaves, so you'd want those above. So when it comes to iris, they stay higher to the ground, so about 4 inches down. You're looking to add, I'd almost add like some bulb tone into the soil at this point to give it something to help it with overwintering.
Yeah. I had the they had advertised in the book Once and Done. So I got some of that. It's for, like, iris and...
Okay. Yeah, that would be fine, too, to be adding to them. You're looking to just help it get through the winter. That's the biggest thing that we're worrying about. But you don't want to let them just sit... you know, if you were going to wait till the spring, you could keep them in like peat moss, in a basement, in a cool area. But you can put them down, at this point. They do say, you know, fall is a good time for it. So, just make sure you go about 4 to 6 inches down. You can add some compost to the soil just to get it ready for the next season. But you don't want to go too far down with it.
Now, I was going to wonder, the once and done, that won't, you know, start to sprout or anything, will it, this, you know, at this time? Or if it's just...
You know, it shouldn't. It shouldn't push too much of it. You know, maybe, you know, if you're worried about it, just based on temperatures that we, you know, have seen coming up, maybe it's one of those things where you wait till the spring to use it. So that way you have that whole growing season to do it. You know, so that's kind of what I would look at. Maybe putting in some bulb tone now just to give it something for the soil and to help with it. And then in the spring using that once and done and go from there.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right.
I will do that. Thank you.
All right, Mary. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right. Nathan, who's up next?
Helen's in Rockland County, New York.
Helen, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, good morning, Patrick. I have questions on two different plants.
Okay.
I'm bringing three plumeria plants in pots into my house. They haven't flowered for a couple of years, just leaves, but they grow quite well over the summer. What's the best way to overwinter them in the house?
So with the plumeria, it's kind of almost in our area basically like a house plant during the season. So just, you know, keep it in a south-facing window so that it will still get some sun because it is a full sun. You can kind of let it dry out a little bit. Not dry out completely, but dry out a little bit. It doesn't need to be as watered as much during the winter months. And kind of just let it go. It's looking for that full sun, so that's why I would say like a south-facing window.
Okay, and not a basement.
No, I use it as a, you know, stay out during the year, definitely.
Okay, I'll call back another time about the other plant I have a question on, if you don't have time.
Yeah, we're going to run to the break, but if you want, about 8:30 is when I'll come back into some questions. So if you want to hold on to, you know, give us a call at that point, I'll definitely be able to help you, okay, Helen?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks. All right, we're going to take a break when we get back. John Harrison from the Espoma Company will be joining us, so stay tuned for that. We'll see you in a couple.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.